wagon tongue.
Uh-huh. And on a buggy.
Chaise.
Uh-huh. And when you're driving behind a team, you have a wooden piece come out in front here, and then you might have a cross piece with a movable thing here. What would you call this cross piece?
A breast yoke.
Well, I'm not thinking of a yoke.
A breast yoke is to go on the tongue. Piece of wood about that long, a big ring in it, goes over the end of the tongue.
Uh-huh.
And these horses can stop and hold a wagon back.
I see. Well, now, what would you call this thing where you'd it'd come across the tongue like this, and then you'd have another one like this, and then you'd have the traces going out to the animal?
That's a double tree.
Uh-huh. And what do you call this part right here?
The double tree, and then the swingle tree. The swingle tree is single, for each
uh-huh.
horse has a swingle tree.
Uh-huh.
And that double tree works on a pin. And when one horse gives back and not pull, it does this way.
Uh-huh.
But they got a state chain, they call it, fastened to the axle. And if this horse keeps pulling, this state chain then will catch it. And he can pull the whole wagon with that state chain. And this other horse just hold back while he pulls.
I see.
That makes it turn around, you see.
I see. Uh-huh. Well, now, after you've done your plowing, what do you smooth the ground over with?
Well, that's a right smart way. The most of farmers now, they disc the ground good, then they plow it good and deep, then they disc it and drag it.
Uh-huh.
And then if it's dry, they roll it.
Uh-huh.
And
well, back in the old days, what did you do?
We done the same thing, only we didn't have no disc house.
What did you use?
Use a V-house, they called it. Just straight teeth.
I see. Uh-huh. Well, now, if you wanted to take some stones out of the field and it was too wet to get in with the wagon, what would you use to take the stones off?
Slide.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call a stone boat?
Yes, that'd be just all right.
Uh-huh, but you call a slide.
Well, a stone boat, I imagine, would be made out of plank.
Uh-huh.
And just the full width of it would go on.
Mm-hmm.
They're better while you're having a heavy load. You see a wide surface, that way it won't sink in.
Mm-hmm.
Stay on top.
Well, how would a slide be different?
Well, it's just got one runner to it.
I see.
And it'd go in the ground.
I see. Uh-huh. Well, now, if you wanted to get your horse ready to work him, you take him out of the stall, or maybe right while he's in the stall, you'd get this leather thing and you throw it over him. And you say, I'm going to... What do you do to the horse?
Well, it's on to what shape he's in.
Mm-hmm.
A horse who has been in a stall where it hasn't been bedded good and get manure all on him, sometimes you have to wash that off.
Uh-huh.
And then brush him.
Uh-huh.
Straighten out his mane and tail.
And then what would you do?
Get on him and ride him.
No, I mean you.